Well, hey there. Welcome to another episode of Bill Selleck Talks. My name is Bill Selleck. This is me talking. So a couple times now, I've been to Chicago. When you think of Chicago, what do you think of? I'll give you a moment. Do you think of deep dish pizza as well? Because that's what I think of. So my little sister Annie introduced me to Lou Malnati's. I think the way they say it if you're from Chicago is Luminati's. We had some deep dish. And once I kind of acclimated to how completely different it is from California pizza, not California Pizza Kitchen, but also that, just pizza in the California where I live, I really, really, really liked it. When Issy was in Chicago in, 2019 maybe, had some deep dish, and it was extraordinary. So if you are a school leader and you're listening to this at the end of May, oh my goodness, has it been a year, right? Yeah, just a little bit. However, do you know what I did? You don't, which is why you're listening. I was thinking about some deep dish, and I figured out a way to get some deep dish pizza. So 2 weeks ago, I hopped on an app. Goldbelly is the app. There's a bunch of ways to do it, I've been told. Ordered two pizzas. We do pizza delivery, right? It's just usually, you know, half a mile from our house. Ordered two deep dish pizzas. And then a week ago, guess what happened? They arrived. They arrived at my doorstep. Luminati's deep dish pizzas. There are two of them. They're in my freezer. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, that's amazing. And the answer is yes. Yes, that is amazing. And the second thing you might be thinking is, why are there still two pizzas? Wouldn't there be zero pizzas in if you're this excited about pizza? Well, no. And here is why. Those pizzas are sitting there, and I am looking forward to having those pizzas. So as I record this, we have just about 4 days left of school with students. Then we have some eighth grade events, graduation, some end of the year meetings, more admin meetings. So my year is definitely not over, but there's like a pretty big marker there, particularly like for my own children. Like, life changes significantly on Friday when we have no students on campus. It's their summer. So that pizza sitting there in the freezer, and guess what I have been thinking about? I've been thinking about that pizza. So I remember something from a brain-based research class I teach with Concordia University Irvine. It's EDT 547, if you've been in that class. And it talks about, you know, rewards and dopamine hits. And one thing I learned kind of anecdotally is that when we have food, when we think about food, both of those things, if we're excited about this food, you get that teeny tiny shot of dopamine, right? So there's all these kind of ways to enjoy life, which, you know, it's hard this year and last year, in a number of ways that we never thought would be possible. And so, you know, trying to find these little things that are just like, yeah, I'm gonna have some deep dish, right? Not just, you know, like, we order pizza. We normally do Friday pizza night at our house. But having deep dish, like, that's something like seriously special. So instead of having it like on a random Wednesday a week ago, I'm saving it. And whenever I think about that deep dish, think about like the gloriousness of that thick, thick slice. That's like such not a California thing. I don't eat it, but I think about it. And I'm convinced I get that teeny tiny little dopamine hit. That's like, yeah, you're gonna have some pizza, right? Yeah, you are. So as we think about the end of the school year, is there like a teeny tiny thing you can do, not now, but like on that last day of school, that you can start looking forward to, that's going to help kind of get you over that finish line? Because this year, dude, it has been a year. For me, that's some deep dish pizza. If you want to join me, hop on whatever app you want, Goldbelly or otherwise, and order some deep dish pizza. Save it for the last day of school. Have that pie. Or whatever people in Chicago call pizza. I feel like they might say pizza pie. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. but anyway, happy last week's days, hours of school, wherever it may be. And thanks for listening.